And welcome to Better Talk Podcast. Here with Goody and
and <It's your> Ram.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Usual suspects.
Hey, so we just watched the trailer for Napoleon. What y'all think?
It looked very action-packed, dude. Kind of been wanting to fuck a war movie for a while like that, but I don't know, dude. Napoleon? Like, when I think about Napoleon, I think of a little dickhead, dude. Like, a little piece of shit fucking, you know, power complex guy. And it kind of explained that a little bit, but... And nuts. I don't know.
It
was like we're glorifying Napoleon.
Yeah, I mean, he was a tyrant or whatever. But I don't know if it was just the move, the way it was filmed, the music. It made it look badass. Yeah,
it looked badass.
It really stopped.
I'm gonna watch it.
I feel like it's gonna be one of those movies that you watch the trailer and it's very misleading. You think it's gonna be action packed, but it's a lot of dead air. And shit. But with, like, subtle fucking combat and shit.
It has to be, though, because he had such a long reign, right? For such a short guy.
Vincent, he was our height.
I know, dude. We're fucking tiny men.
Y'all are. You didn't say we. Hey,
me and Ram are tiny.
But yeah, I think.
I mean.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Dude, what's that stupid ass fucking joke? We're like, oh man, I'm starting to become a really big history buff. I mean, that's like the beginning size of becoming a Republican.
Hey, I'm surprised Arnold's not fucking watching the Republican debate right now, bro. What are you doing here?
I am. I have a little square right now. I have a earbud under here listening. I didn't even know how I was going.
Feeding you information.
Yeah.
QAnon.
Oh yeah, the QAnon side of me.
Yeah, dude. Hey, I had a trailer I wanted us to watch too, bro. Let me know if we have time for a little bit later or whatever. But it's about aliens.
Oh.
Ooh.
Scary than a bitch, dude.
Oh, it's a scary movie?
Oh. Yeah. Wait, like, is it like one of those like, oh, like this could be real, or is the actual fucking just, you know, alien movie that could be scary, you know, fictional?
No, like, okay, so that depends on how you want to look at it, because like obviously we don't know anything about aliens. So this, I guess, to give it away, it's an invasion, right? It's an alien invasion, but it's so fucking horrific, dude. That like you don't, like, we've never, I don't, like, you think of Signs, right? And Signs is like a scary movie where it's like, it's more scary because it's all the unknown, right? It's all the suspense and like fucking noises. I'm sorry, homeboys, this shit ain't like that, dude. These motherfucking aliens fuck with you, like demonically fuck with you, dude. It's
demonically, like
yeah, think about it like a horror movie, like that, like demonic sort of, dude. It scared me, bro. It was a scary looking trailer, bro. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm gonna watch it tomorrow with the fans.
What's it called?
But if
get away?
I think, what?
Where can I watch this cinematic adventure?
Hulu, I think.
Hulu. God damn. You know what? I think I know what you're talking about. It was supposed to be like a home invasion kind of. They make it seem like a home invasion kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna watch it yesterday, and then like I just didn't. It's on Hulu. I don't know. Something came up, and I something happened, and I was like, I couldn't watch it. or I found something better. Or something.
I mean, if you think about it, if an alien invasion was really trying to take over, they're going to be like, it's why do they even care? If they want the planet for whatever reason,
no one not will gonna, save you.
Because if you think about it, if there's ants in your front yard, you don't go to the queen ant and be like, hey, if y'all could just, you know, move along. You know, this is a, no, fuck no. You put gasoline and oil down their hole and everything. You just try to get them off your land.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, I mean, wait, and then when so, it,
that's the direct invasion.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you got to bring their hole into this?
Yeah.
And fill it up with some black stuff. Oil. But, like, if you think... I mean, I think the movie Science, it was a good movie, but it was, like, a subtle... It was, like, a subtle movie. Like...
Yeah.
You mean to hear, like... It wasn't really, like... They were really, like, invading. It was just, like, they were more scouting than anything. And if there was an attack, they didn't really mention in the movie. That's why I wouldn't... At least on... At least have like a news reporter in the movie reviewing Signs. Came out in 1997. no, dude, it was in 1999.
Not like that, bro.
Oh no!
When's the last time you seen the movie The Faculty? Because I swear, like all your idealism behind aliens is just that fucking movie, but you project it onto different movies and shit.
You say that you. You say that, but look at my new tattoo. It's on the cast of the Faculty. It's the movie poster.
Wait, hey, what's that car? What is it, a Charger? And it runs fucking into the bus?
Oh, 1970 Chevelle SS.
Oh, that's right. It was a Chevelle, dude. Fuck, get God these
or not.
Special guest.
Mm-hmm. Hey! I get out of here. Go. Hey, I'm over.
Kick rocks.
Bye. 1970. Yeah, and I had a 454.
Flicks you off on the way out.
Yeah. He had to rate. 454
SS. I raised portions.
But movie trivia: the one he wrecked was actually it was they didn't have a motor or a transmission in it. It was a cable that pulled it into the bus because they didn't want to ruin the actual car.
I had a 305. Might as well have no motor.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they just get it. Put it out of his misery. At least it'll be on film and be admired by Arnold for years and years.
For real.
But hey, no.
Was it really had no motor, no chance?
No, I don't know. I was just joking.
Oh, I thought you watched the fucking
or some shit. I was like, God damn, you really do love that fucking movie.
No.
Like,
I went into
the DVD. Like, you don't want to admit it.
I went into the it's DVD like, bonus features.
Hell yeah, dude.
I used to watch that shit.
I watched a few of them, dude. Not even... Probably next Friday. I don't remember shit about it, but I watched next Friday.
That's like I would like to see that like in a director's cut because the director like that was but like a movie like The Faculty is like it's not a film movie it's just like one of those right. action movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you saying like, about, are you saying that about The Faculty?
Wow. Hey.
Your favorite movie that you constantly quote technically.
Yeah. Hey man.
Your one memory.
Yeah, one I could verbatim.
Hey, so if y'all haven't figured it out already, we're doing just a bullshit ass episode. We're just gonna mm-hmm. wing it. So if y'all don't get any substance out of this, then you know.
I mean,
yeah, you never get substance anyway.
Yeah. I was about to say.
If you thought we weren't prepared before.
If you didn't think we were accurate before, see.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of alien movies,
that Napoleon movie, like, were you trying to say that fucking, like, they're trying to glorify him or what?
I was saying that. That's what,
yeah. Well, yeah. Say, my bad, Vince.
Yeah.
All right, man. I think it falls inside that realm of history and that obsession we have of like almost true crime, like they, oh, it's a real story, like it so people are gonna be like, oh fuck yeah, let me watch this. Like everyone obsessed over Dahmer.
Oh, I got you. Know, you.
Shit,
I got
like you. In that aspect and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see one on Genghis Khan.
Yeah. But I
you
think
know
this
I
one.
Wish I knew more about. Oh, go ahead.
I think this one, like I was saying earlier, is Ridley Scott and the way that he put the music and his style of filming. It's gonna make it attractive to watch. Now, if it was another director. It was another a director, say like M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan.
You're never gonna know what happens, bro.
With a twist. You know, you have to have the perfect director to get the full story. Well, not the full story, but to make it attractive to the theater. So I guess I guess Hollywood always factors that in. When it comes to, you know, you can't have Quentin Tarantino make Napoleon because it'll start off at the end.
I mean, you can. It's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Shit out of that motherfucker.
You see, like, Napoleon.
That's not educational at all.
No. You see Napoleon with Western music and like.
For sure.
Like looking down the battlefield and everything. Samuel Jackson in there somehow.
It's going to have the cannon go through somebody, and then you're just going to see the guy's face behind him through the hole of the guy in front.
Samuel Jackson is going to be in there for so no reason. Apparent reason.
I hate that shit about Quentin Tarantino movies. That's like spouting blood shit. Yeah, that he always does. It bothers the shit out of me.
I love it, dude. I love it. It's so ridiculous. Over the top.
Exactly. That was like, oh my god, fuck this.
But yeah, you gotta have the perfect, like the perfect, you know, Zack Snyder when he was making the Superman, the recent Superman movie. Have y'all seen that one?
Nah.
Man of Steel. Oh man, yeah, it's epic. Yeah.
I mean, it's like 10 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go again, reviewing another movie. This. And then Batman versus Superman. A lot of people give it slack, man, but I thought it was really good, man. A lot of people were like, you know, Superman just uses lasers and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, you gotta
watch
the movie.
That's a great debate that's always going on, like especially lasers in that DC community of like, well, Batman can't fucking stand up to Superman. You know, that is always been a kind of a debate and shit.
If honestly, you know, if Superman was just like, just one day, like when they talk about in the comics and stuff, if Lois got killed, I mean, he would have nothing tied to the world anymore. It was his only, like, really.
Yeah.
If he just snapped, he could snap at any time. Even if you watch the movies with Zack Snyder, the dream sequence, he just comes in and if he catches Batman off guard. If Superman snapped,
like comic book guy.
if Superman snapped and really just didn't give a fuck and caught Batman off guard, it would be over. But in the movie, Superman's mom was captured by Lex Luthor. I mean, his task was, he has such a good heart. He could have just went for Batman, but Batman was prepared. You know, Batman prepared is different than Batman caught off guard.
Yeah, and I think that's always the whole argument on my side that I always have. They're like, well, yeah, you know, fucking Batman could definitely, you know, fight against Superman because he'll have kryptonite under them. Like, I mean, you're giving him a lot of time to prepare, man. It's not like an HBO fight, dog. Like, this is just a fight. Like, if Superman just rolled up on fucking Bruce Wayne, he's dead. Dead.
But he also gave Batman a kryptonite as a deterrent to tell him, hey, if I ever go crazy. So Superman on his own end did it so he wouldn't go crazy because he knows the power that he has. So in that debate, if he didn't give him the kryptonite, at any moment he could just do whatever he wants. But
that's also assuming he has it on him all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what social engineering is?
Huh?
We brought this up last podcast. Yeah. He could just bullshit his way and they're like, hey, we're cool, dog. And then boom, laser beams right through his fucking chest.
Or get a good distance. Like,
or even a good distance where the kryptonite won't affect him.
Exactly.
Laser beams through his chest. Yep. Like, I don't get where Batman has a chance in any of this, bro. I get the whole being well prepared and shit like that, but like, dude, his fucking laser beams melt steel beams, dude. They're like fucking, they're like 9/11 planes, bro. Like he could fucking liquefy steel, bro. Like what's Batman gonna put in front of him?
How come he didn't stop the planes?
Oh man, dude, that's a conspiracy theory. It was really Superman. Right,
but yeah, I don't get it. Like he doesn't do
the utility belt.
He's faster than the speed of light, dude. Like, he just fucking wham. Sorry, you weren't prepared for that, buddy.
So does my little brother. He's an electrician.
just fucking Bruce Wayne and his Ace Hardware fucking tool belt.
Carhartt.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
So, the debate rolls on, but I think really at the end of the day, Superman giving the kryptonite to Batman. I mean, he put himself in that position to even for this debate to even be debatable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not though.
Yeah, not really. I'm trying to like make it a debate, but we're on the same page. It's like, right. Yeah,
okay, I got one for you. Unprepared Batman versus Cocaine Bear.
Unprepared Batman. Oh, dude, Batman's fucked, dude. He's just Bruce Wayne at that point, dude.
I don't know. He is a ninja.
Oh, but he is Batman. So like he has shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's Batman.
He has his utility belt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well then yeah, he fucking he'll shoot the fucking batarang at the fucking bear's head and take it off.
Yeah.
Nah, he doesn't kill. I don't know. Yeah, he's on cocaine.
Yeah, he's gonna have to kill that motherfucker. What do you mean?
Yeah, but fucking
come out, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't kill humans. He could probably I'm pretty sure he kills. And then you know what? The part that we're also leaving out, let's be honest, man, he's an eccentric billionaire. Like, there's no way he doesn't do cocaine. Like,
he does cocaine.
Like, that's his fucking. I think he's already cocaine Batman. Alfred just walks into the Batcave. He's like, here you go. He does a fucking line, and then he goes out and fights.
That's what I was gonna say. How do you think he fights crime all night?
It works all day. He works all day as a billionaire. Whatever and the fuck he does. What does he do? Sits in an office.
I guess. Like, I think he has other people fucking run it.
Does he have to do CEO shit? Like fucking go kiss babies and shake hands and shit, you know?
Well, in the movie.
I think so, yeah.
In the movie with the Dark Knight, he goes to one meeting and he's asleep in there. So he goes, he's trust fund.
Takes a lot out of
he does a line and goes fights his dealer. All the super villains are just his hallucinations.
Oh shit!
That's why he always beats the Scarecrow, dude. Because they're already all fucked up, anyways. That shit don't affect them. That gas.
You call that a napalm?
He put out a kilo out of his utility belt, right?
Yeah, he has a straw.
A mirror and razor in his utility belt. He has a mirror, a razor, everything. I mean, even in the Dark Knight, man, he went to go pick up heroin in the Southeast illegally.
Damn.
And then he's like, might as well do some, buy some crime too.
Right.
He's there with Scarecrow, like, man, this shit's good.
Yeah. But yeah, that debate, there's, I mean, everyone knows. The debate was on.
So really, it's Superman versus cocaine Batman.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocaine Batman, though, bro. All right, moving on. Oh, we don't have any topics. What do you mean?
We don't have. No, yeah, I know.
Hey, so the fights this weekend.
Man. Which one?
What fight?
Canelo and some no name. Again.
Oh shit! I got my money on Canelo.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I mean, he's always fighting like some random dude, right? It's like
just homeless people.
Yeah.
Man, why don't we get a fucking Jake Paul to be like, "Hey, bro, just join the WBA or whatever, or what is that? What is World Boxing?
I guess
America."
Association.
Accurate.
Association. There you go. Accurate. I said World Boxing America. Because America is the world. Anyway. Why don't we just say, hey, bro, just get your shit together and make it a legit fight. That way, Canelo doesn't have to come down from, like, you know, he doesn't have to stoop down. We can get Jake Paul to step up, you know, and say, hey, do, like, a sanctioned fight. We'll give you the... I wouldn't even say give him a title chance, but, you know, give him an exhibition round and actually box a fucking guy that's a boxer. And
well, yeah, I think what he needs to do is create another star, you know, off of Canelo. And what I mean by that is he needs to fight somebody and lose to them and then be like real close to get everybody like, oh my God, you know, so and so almost beat Canelo and they're going for round two and then that'll create a thing like that. But nobody can beat Canelo.
Yeah.
This is that meat from Monterrey, dude.
Well, was it, right?
That accidental steroid fucking dosage he takes.
Yeah.
Didn't Mayweather beat him?
Yes, yeah. Mayweather did beat him and he just got beat once. He didn't play.
Oh, okay. Just
once, but yeah. he wasn't what he is today.
Right.
I mean, they could do a Mayweather Canelo like exhibition. Mayweather is not going to make it an official fight because he doesn't want to tarnish those exhibitions. Even if he loses, it doesn't go against his final, his 50-0. So you just
hey, good for him, bro.
Yeah, no, I
hate the way he did it. To be honest, I hate the way he boxes. But I mean, if you're gonna put rules in place, and you can't get mad at him for fucking playing to the rules, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a boxer. Like nobody wants to get punched. Like I want to get punched. So you get your points in, and it's a point thing.
Yeah.
Really, at the end of the day. Yeah, but
he already can't read. Like, if you want to get hit.
He could count points, though. But no, I guess, like, when we watch boxing, it's always been in our DNA since, like, the gladiator times, and we want to see blood, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to see, like, carnage and stuff, but you don't want to feel it. You don't want to watch it. There's a thing. But so when you see him, when we watched him fight, and we didn't see that on him, we're like, it's boring. But we've also seen fights where they're punching the shit out of each other and both eyes are swollen and then they're gasping for air and just like this desperation, almost like this, like in Rocky, you know what I mean? Where like he's fighting and then it's just dun 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 dun. And it's entertaining because they made, what, 5 movies out of it? because we like to watch it. We like to, even though they weren't getting hurt, because it's all, you know, costume. Yeah. I'm a fake blood and all that, whatever. But it's still entertaining to watch that the underdog story. So that's why when we watch these combat sports, they like to like do like that HBO. What's that HBO before the fights? Almost like
With Max Kellerman.
Yeah, it's like Hard Locks, something like that, and something in that similar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They build this
the camp, about. The fight camp video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they talk about their backstory, and you know, I think they did it for Triple G and Canelo.
Yeah, they do it for everyone. Yeah. Did you see all that shit that fucking Stephen A was talking shit about fucking Max Kellerman?
Nah.
Nah.
Said that the reason he didn't work out on First Take is because no one respected him because he wasn't a journalist or a athlete.
Damn, that's cool. Uh-huh. I mean, fuck, dude. I can't. Stephen A's made it a long way. I guess I can say I don't know, bro. He's annoying as fuck at times, but like he's also entertaining.
Yeah,
you know.
And he was a journalist. He actually was a journalist. He just became a TV personality because
he's the Mayweather journalism. The more you hate him, the more people watch.
Yeah,
the more you know about him.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Hey, I saw his basketball stats like on a meme or some shit. They posted, I think his average points I guess it was basketball. He was like average 2.2 points a game or 1.7 points a game, some shit like that. I was like, damn, poor guy. Why are they gonna put it out there like that?
No, yeah, I mean, like with him, the more people, it's like Howard Stern, you know, almost something like that. You know, like I, and he's smart, bro, because he hates the Cowboys, America's team, and the more. It doesn't matter if they hate you or love you. He just needs the eyeballs. You know what I mean? Like, and he always comes in when we lose with the, how about them Cowboys? Like, talking all this shit. And then Cowboy fans are mad. And he
instantly this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't even want to talk about it.
Dude, I can't watch Skip Bayless, bro. He's too much of a go-hard Cowboy fan, bro. Or like, I don't know. I like.
He's an annoying Cowboy fan.
He's delusional. He's delusional. annoying Cowboys fan, bro. I can't do it, dude.
But that's crazy. He's our only guy because he's a Cowboy and Spurs fan.
Nah, he's not our own. No, fuck no. There's a few.
Cowboys and Spurs and like at the same time?
Oh, Cowboys and Spurs. No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's our only guy.
I think there's a lot of people that are probably like closet Spurs fans, dude, that they respect the organization and what they did and shit like that. It's just, we're not sexy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the Spurs are not sexy. The Cowboys? Cowboys are sexy. You know? The, man, they brand awesome. Their players are in fucking commercials and shit. Yeah, so mind you, fucking Spurs are in the HEB commercials, but HEB commercials aren't fucking globally. You're not seeing Dak. You don't know, like Dak's fucking Sleep Number and shit. And
is he Sleep Number? I haven't been seeing his shit anymore. Like,
no, hell no. He probably got dropped by everything because he's fucking.
What's his Sleep Number during the game, man?
He got dropped like his fucking passes.
Yeah, dude.
We need to change his bed to get him assertive, man.
For real. Perfect sleeper.
Uh-huh.
God damn. I defended him so much, bro, but he threw it that last play of the game, he threw it in the triple coverage. Like not even behind the guy that was crossing in front of him, the initial cornerbacker, I think he might have been a linebacker. Like, he threw it in front of that guy, and it's like, you didn't even give him a chance, bro.
I think at this point he's really trolling Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones put something in his head just to piss him off.
Nah, I don't know about Jordan, but he's definitely speaking out. Like in the media, he was like, that's what made me lose it all. He didn't say something that like a leader should say. He didn't say that last one was on me, guys. I really should, you know, fucking yeah. He said, the media got what they wanted. You know,
he's not lying.
No, he's not lying, but that's very like that. That's not a thing to say. That's fucking that's salty. You know, like who else is there to blame but yourself on that one, bro? And you're going to come out and say the media got what they wanted.
Yeah. And by the media, he means Stephen A. Smith.
Well, I think what he's referring to is like he had to ask a commentator or I mean a journalist or whatever to stop asking about the interceptions because that's all they wanted to ask about. So he had to like vocally like ask him this no questions involving the interceptions, you know. So when he threw that last fucking you know play of the game, you know, sealed the game's fate right there. It was a fucking interception. So
what did they were all like? Dak Prescott. What was the thought process in throwing into a triple coverage?
Exactly.
You got what you wanted.
hey, we're not talking about last year. Okay, just put that out there. We're talking about 10 minutes ago.
Well, with all that being said, Dak Prescott's not even in the top 20 of interceptions thrown this year, or top 15 of the interceptions thrown this year. So,
yeah.
You know.
So tell me it's not America's team. If the whole country is really talking about it, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, that exactly.
That debate is who comes even close to the as an NFL team.
Dude, I mean, when it comes down to it, Cowboys is America's team, regardless of the sport. I gotta be honest, because you can't go anywhere without seeing fucking Cowboys fans. I mean, you saw it in away games where you could hear Cowboys fans in away games. Like that's how prevalent they are.
Hey,
throughout the country, like come on.
Hey Ram, when you were traveling abroad, did you see any like Cowboys, like any Cowboys fans or anything like that?
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're everywhere, man. You know what's crazy? How much I would just run into just NFC fans. Like they're a fan of that NFC East, of that fucking in our division, and then it always became the debate. Like, instantly, it's like the NFC kind of just drew, like, around each other. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm like, oh, well, I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a Giants fan. I'm like, okay. No Redskins. But, like, usually it happened that way. You'll hear every once in a while a fucking, like, well, I'm a fucking Broncos fan. I'm a Ravens fan. I'm a this. But I would say every time I would be there talking about football or just anything or just be some kind of training, NFC East right there.
Hey, speaking of
that was weird.
Speaking of the Broncos, bro. Because I saw one of my mutual Facebook friends post it, and it was a meme, and I was like, no, that has to be from what's the NFL game, Madden? It has to be from Madden. So I Googled the score, and I was like, are you serious? 70 points? Like, I thought that was like college.
Hey, man, when you don't cover fucking Tariq Hill, come on. What do you expect? Raheem Mostert?
One running back. Yeah, 45 points, and the other guy had 50 points in fantasy. Two touchdowns apiece. Dude,
it did so bad. They did so fucking badass. No one played the fourth quarter. No starters played the fourth quarter. Like, that's insane. And then all the backups, which, if you're playing fantasy and like you had a hurt running back and you're like, well, fuck, I guess I'll play this fucking backup to the Dolphins.
Yeah, like, off the bench,
motherfucker went up too.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw this meme where It had McDaniels in the fucking crowd saying, who do you got in your fantasy lineup? Who do you need to score next? But I don't know if there's any truth behind it, you know.
I think it was like a lookalike person, like someone would probably like dress like him, you know how like people just fucking do shit like that. And because I think I saw the same picture where he was just in the stands, like, oh, he's not gonna be in the fucking stands during the fucking game, bro. No matter how big they are, how up they are.
70 points, bro. Fucking a fucking 60-point lead, bro. You can be where the fuck you want.
He's like, I'm gonna get a hot dog real quick. Hey, someone watch this shit real quick. I'm gonna go get a hot dog.
What are they gonna come back by the time he gets back? Be a fucking tie game or what?
I'm gonna go change my oil in the parking lot real quick. That was a crazy one, man. That was like, I don't even. And then all the memes was like, was it like in the Madden Online? It says the player has left the game. Yeah. All that shit.
And the whole thing about it just coming back to Sean Payton talking all that shit.
Oh yeah.
About last year's coaching, and then you fucking broke a record on allowing much fucking getting scored on your team.
Is that the highest NFL? I don't know. It can't be the highest NFL.
Since like the 60s.
Oh, crap.
I think it was like from the since the 60s.
And then like I have Broncos fans on my timeline. They're quiet, man. I mean, I didn't say anything, man. I know. But every time the Cowboys lose, like, they're sharing memes. And, like, another reason why the Cowboys is American team.
Oh, yeah, because they love to hate them. Yeah. Like, no matter how good your team's doing or how shitty your team's doing, you will talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah. You know, speaking of talking about a team, Spurs. So we were talking about journalism earlier. The ESPN moved a journalism to San Antonio to watch over the Spurs. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
About that.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's nuts. They brought a journalist.
They moved them to San Antonio to watch the Spurs.
Like to follow them?
Yeah.
To more closely cover Wemby, bro.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the Spurs are... You know, talk of the town.
Dude, I can't wait for that fucking season opener. I got tickets to it.
I'm going, man. Hey, did you hear that they're trying to give Wemby shit because he was 19 in the bars?
I know. It was
bar tours or whatever.
What? That's stupid, man. People are always talking shit, man. Literally, that bar went viral for, you know, drafting him. So he came to, you know, say thank you. Like, just the... Well, he went all around the city, man. He was here on the south side. He was there at the San Jose. Right there down the street from Roosevelt. Yeah, he was touring the missions.
I thought you were going to say R&J's.
Yeah. That's the bar here because they saw him in.
He went to go check out some Ramon Ayala.
Yeah. But, and then he was in front of the animal. But, yeah, I saw that, Vince, where... People are like, he's 19. What is he doing in a bar? It's like, he wasn't drinking. He just came to visit.
Dude,
not even that. In his country, it's perfectly legal for him to be there.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be mad at anybody, you're going to be mad at the bartenders.
Yeah, were they serving him?
I mean, not the bartenders, the bouncers.
But either way, man.
If you're a bouncer, stopping women people coming into the bar.
Hey,
like, that's
luck.
Stupid. Good luck.
You'll be known around San Antonio like, oh, you're that asshole that fucking stopped Wemby.
Bro, but have you seen the pictures of him standing next to people? Dude, that dude is... He's 19, bro. He's not even done, you know what I mean? Like, growing. That's insane. Like,
he's a monster. He's a monster of a man.
Yeah. And I can't wait to watch him play.
He looks like the blue alien from Space Jam. Just fucking off.
Yeah.
Who is he representative, though, from the movie? It was a white guy. I think it was a Russian guy. The talent.
I can't remember his name.
It was a white guy though, right? Because I remember they had like a hair like a palooka. You call it, what is that haircut?
Palooka.
A wig. Oh. A wig, like it looked like a wig.
A toupee.
A toupee, yeah. They had a haircut like that. But yeah, so ESPN is moving in on the turf of Hector Ledesma, dude.
Dang. I haven't heard that name in sports in a while, bro.
I can't even stay up that late. Was it always at like 9:45? So, yeah, now sports with it's Hector Ledesma. Big game coverage.
It was the Cowboys and like the Houston Texans for 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's
they
it.
Still
that's
suck. How they all get. Right. Back to the Cowboys. Uh-huh.
They suck. Back to you.
All right.
Houston Texans are doing better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be. I mean, they're still shit, but they're doing better.
We got the Patriots next, right? Zeke is going to run down our fucking throats, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Ugly.
Yeah, he has a chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, when they leave, man, they always, like, all of a sudden, their performance, their running backs. What was it, DeMarcus Lawrence, when he went to the Broncos?
Whoa, bro. No.
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl over there.
Where? Are you talking about where?
Yeah.
No, DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, DeMarcus Ware. Yeah.
He was an edge rusher.
Yeah,
he was a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I think. You think about DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray. Sucked when he left here.
As soon as he left, he sucked.
As soon as he left, he was garbage. They didn't find no extra win. That motherfucker was trash. There's a meme that says, "Hi, I'm Cowboys DeMarco Murray, and I have DirecTV." And then it's like, "I'm Eagles DeMarco Murray, and I have cable." You know, DeMarco Murray.
I was thinking of players that leave, that they don't do well with the Cowboys, and then they didn't even trade him, right? They just let him go, and he got picked up by. They're releasing players, and then he went and became a monster. So maybe there's something to the organization. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of or maybe you can see with the quarterbacks. It's a lot of favoritism. You know, we've seen over the years. Maybe there's something deep down that we're not really realizing.
I'm trying to think about players that did well after they left Dallas to make your point valid. But there's not a lot, bro.
Yeah,
Dried up, shriveled, and died. Yeah. Mo Claiborne. No.
What was the kicker we just released? Dude,
Brett Maher.
Fucking Witten, when he left the Cowboys, it was just sad at that point.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. Like, I don't know why he went to another team. He should have retired, bro.
And then he fucking does 1 year of sportscasting. And
that was terrible.
That was horrible. And then comes back and does even worse. Like, shit, bro. Like, he should have just fucking retired.
When Parker went to Charlotte.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was a blemish in our dynasty. So, you know what I mean? Like, that was like. Oh.
I mean,
can you imagine if Tim Duncan would have went to Orlando, bro?
Dude.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When he almost went to Orlando.
It was Tracy McGrady and what's the other dude's name?
Was Penny Hardaway still there?
Was it Penny Hardaway? I remember his face. That doesn't do good for a podcast, though.
Hardaway?
No, I just said Penny Hardaway.
Or anything, right?
Accurate.
But DeMarcus, that's my only one.
Yeah, so maybe, where'd he go get it? He got a fucking Super Bowl after. That one was a big
fucker. The defense won, too.
DeMarcus Ware won that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that dude from the Broncos? The one from Texas A&M? The one that likes chickens? The one that got a Super Bowl and then he was like the star of the team? Yeah, he likes speaking. He's a defensive.
There's a lot of black people on that team.
He was a defensive. Oh, yeah, like what happened to him, man? He got one Super Bowl and then did a couple of chicken commercials, and that's it.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're
digging ourselves even further.
Hey, man. We're riffing.
We just got canceled.
No. Because when he went to Texas A&M, he rose, like, he would raise chickens and, like, a chicken farm.
It wasn't you. It wasn't what you said. It wasn't what you said.
Oh. Okay, it wasn't me. I'm good.
Yeah. Damn. We'd like to formally apologize for the acts of Pincher Ram. He is no longer affiliated with us in any form or fashion. Things that were allegedly said don't worry about those things. All right. Anyway, the goddamn Jets. Did y'all see when Zach Wilson almost got sacked by his own player, but not really, and he spun down to the ground because he got scared?
Oh, shit. No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Oh, that was rough. Dude. So there was somebody. There was a dude, I guess, coming on a blitz, right? And one of the guys, like, he blocked him pretty good, but then he, like, backpedaled into Wilson a little bit, like, not even that close, but he was coming
back
with,
to him.
He was coming with speed. He was woo. But yeah, dude. So I guess he saw someone coming towards him, and he hit the ground. He spun and hit the ground, and I was like, oh no. Oh no. Like, your players, like, your teammates can't see that and then have any faith in you moving forward that, you know, you're going to take a hit while releasing a ball so it's a nice throw and not a pick, you know? A pick six. Yeah. Like,
he just fell.
I understand protecting yourself. He's a young guy. No, he purposely just fucking, yeah, he hit the deck.
Like, he just didn't want to get hit, like, slammed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He just fucking fell down. I did see that video of the fucking, of Zach Wilson walking off the field. And the fans are just yelling at him. And they're like, what the hell was that? These tickets ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Speaking of chickens, the player I was talking about was Von Miller.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't hear nothing about him no more. He did a Subway commercial.
Isn't he with the Bills?
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, he's not. I thought he was still with the Broncos. That's what I was thinking. That's why I was bringing him up.
Von Miller. Yeah, Von Miller. He went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl there, and then fucking went to the Broncos. Not Broncos. The Bills. Is it last year?
I'm going to show y'all something right now. Live. Are y'all watching?
Yeah. Okay.
You see this guy on the ground? All right. Check him out. Look at Zach Wilson.
Oh, what the fuck? They still had to run up and fucking down him by contact after he was already just laying there like in the fetal position. Jesus
Christ. But he probably didn't see that other that guy, you know, chasing behind him. He just saw like the jersey. The 77, you see?
That's all it was. He felt some contact, and he's like, "Oh, I'm about to get sacked. Let me just lay down." That's what the fuck that was.
It was his own guy that bumped into him.
Well, have you ever like argued that he has great awareness? Like, real quick.
What would Aaron do?
Wow, dude. What would Aaron do?
Roll out
of the pocket and made a fucking 60-yard bomb, dude.
rode his ankle.
Tore his Achilles, sir, actually.
Oh, yeah. Tore Achilles.
Hey, if you're going to clown the goat... No, I'm just kidding. Not a goat. If you're going to clown one of the goats... Ah, fuck, I can't even say that.
You can't even say...
Great quarterback. You can't say one of goats, because it's...
Yeah, because the greatest of all time is one. Yeah.
Right.
Hey man, when Dak broke his ankle in half, that was a lot of people laughing, dude. I was like, man, no hard, dude.
Oh shit!
He got booed for fucking winning the Walter Payton.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Who's that?
Huh?
Dak. Dak got booed for winning the Walter Payton Award.
Why?
It's because there's fucking Cowboys haters, bro. That's why.
Damn.
And yeah, especially Dak haters. Like, you got a lot of Cowboys haters, right? They're just Cowboys haters, and they're automatically going to be Dak haters. But you also got Cowboys fans that are Dak haters. So, like, you combine all those together. And it's
yeah, but, like, you also got people with no fucking hearts that just, like, goddamn. Because the Walter Payton Award is about what you're giving to the community. That's what it's getting awarded to, a player that really fucking gave back to the community, did good, and...
And then pieces of shit want to fucking boo him.
Yeah, like, come on.
Right.
He was giving out sweet.
You don't like the Cowboys, you don't like Dak, but
that's cool. Yeah. Do you like not someone doing something good for their community?
People do it to Mr. Beast all the time.
Right, he does got some haters, huh?
Yeah. He has a lot of haters. He's just doing it for content. Like, no shit.
Right.
But
are people
getting money?
He's
still doing good. He's still doing good.
Right, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And he's doing good, like, in a fucking giant-ass platform where he's helping a massive amount of people. Where, like, those random little videos where, like, oh, here, I'm recording myself giving a homeless person $10. That's cheap. That's fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Or, like, those guys that go to the taco stands and they buy all tacos for everybody, and it's free tacos, and then they they sell, like, whatever. How much? He goes, how much would it be to sell all your tacos? And they're like, we don't know. So, like, we'll put them for free till they run out. So they'll run out or whatever, and
yeah,
and then it came out to $898. And he goes, here's the $900, and here's another $1,000 on top.
Yeah.
Dang, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Where is that from? I didn't see that.
I don't know who does it, but they'll go to
It's a guy.
They'll go to a taco shop. Right. They'll try it out, and then they're like, you know what? Let's rate this. They'll rate it, and then I'm like, yeah, they're good. I'm like, all right. And they're like, hey, for the next hour, everyone who buys tacos, we're going to pay for them. Right? And they'll be on the street, free tacos, and then they'll get them a line of people and pay.
From their utility belt?
Fucking idiot. From their utility
belt. Speaking of partying, it was somebody's birthday this week. Whose birthday was it? Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Chente. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Great trans, bro.
Thanks.
A great Maryland.
Sir, that's not binary to you.
Oh, sorry.
That's ma'am. Oh, I love that video. I love that video. Hey, so what you do for your birthday, big dog?
Not a goddamn thing, bro.
Damn, that's what I'm talking about, dude. When you reach our age, it's just like another day.
It's another year. I'll go out. I'm gonna go out this weekend. Actually, make me some crab legs, or not some salmon pinwheels with the stuffed crab. With some rice and some steamed veggies. So, I mean, I ate pretty good that day, but I want to go get some crab legs. So we're gonna go.
I went to that. Have you ever been to King Crab's?
That's where I was gonna go.
It's outside.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. The day I went, bro, it was like one of the, I didn't know it was outside. It was one of those days like a month ago where it was like 110 degrees.
Oh, my
bro, God. I was out sweating with butter all over my face. And hey, take your own napkins. Take your own napkins, dude.
Hey, bro, at that point, you're fucking baking.
Yeah, I mean, you're a goddamn. I was a crab by the end, and I was all red into the car.
You're the boil.
Yeah. Hey, my advice: take your own napkins, like a roll of toilet paper. Not toilet paper. Napkins.
Some bronzing.
Because they only have those napkins that that come with the utensils. Those thin ones.
Shitty ass thin pieces of shit. Yeah.
Bro, yeah.
Fuck all that noise. How the fuck are you supposed to enjoy yourself?
Yeah, so that's my advice to you. You're
stressing about the fucking napkin situation.
I mean, I appreciate that, dude. That's a good tidbit. But outside of that, it was fucking delicious or what?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. We got the one that was all flavors.
Flavors?
Yeah, because there's...
I don't want like a boil, though, like that, dude. Honestly, like when I was honestly looking for it, what I'm looking for, they don't have a what's it called no more? Joe's Crab Shack, and that's what I was looking for, bro. Just like a fucking steam crab, bro. Like that's it. I don't need no extra sausage in there or like fucking, you know. You don't I like want boils? My steam, huh?
You don't like boils though?
Nah, it's not that you I don't like them, bro.
You want more legs, right? Like just legs.
And... Yeah, I want fucking crab legs and maybe some hush puppies. You know, shit. Outside of that, I'm. What? You don't fuck with hush puppy?
Not really.
Too salty, dude. Damn.
What?
Jesus just came into your life or what?
Yeah, dude.
No, so the plate, it's pretty pricey, and you know I don't eat a lot. Me and Cheyenne went, so we got one plate. Well, we get one plate, and it was like $35 or $40 with one thing of legs with shrimp. A sausage and a boiled egg randomly, but then I added an extra crab leg. You could order just a crab leg for $11.99, so we threw that in there. So maybe you can do something like that, just get crab legs.
Was it
you know what too? Take a fork to open up the crab legs, metal fork, because when you put it like that, you just run them like that.
You
crack it open because I was with that with my teeth, like I burned all my energy.
I know the fork trick, baby. I've been doing that one.
Take your own crab.
Take your own plate.
I've had shitty crab legs, dude. Like fucking like lately. Well, actually, no. I made some one time. I bought the fucking packet at HEB because they had them on sale, the packages of crab legs. So I bought like, I don't know, two packages of those. It was like $40 or some shit like that. But it was cheaper because you're doing it by yourself, you know. I threw them on the grill, melted some butter, just like that, bro. No extra bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just straight fucking buttery crab legs.
Oh, in that area, so there's king crabs. And then there's like a cheesesteak. There's like a couple of other trucks. So you don't have to just get green crabs. And then there's a bar inside, the Roses Gold or what was it? Something, Roses. I don't know, something like that. So
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in that area. And the parking sucks. So there's not much parking. So
sounds like a trip, bud.
So, I mean, if you want, you could just get crab legs. And then you get a cheesesteak too, or whatever the Mexican. You know what I mean? Mix it up.
This is the worst advertisement.
I thought you said cheesecake.
No.
You said cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak, yeah, like a cheesesteak.
Hearing cheesesteak too.
Malik Rose, cheesesteak.
Oh, it's Malik's truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Malik's is fucking good, bro. Malik's is real good, dude.
There's Malik.
No, I've got my mind set on crab legs.
Yeah,
I don't care about nothing else, bro.
No, but I'm saying for you, crab legs and the kids, you just give them tacos.
Staying home. What the fuck are you doing?
My birthday.
My birthday. Well, they're not going to eat crab legs anyway, so.
So fork and napkins.
Plate.
Will do.
Bib.
So.
Dude, this is the worst advertisement for this fucking thing.
Nah, but my buddy, it's actually not. It's actually, it cements what my buddy at work told me. My boss actually, he was like, he's like, if you want a good crab, dude, I'm gonna tell you where to go. And he's all, it's like Crab Kings or something like that, or King Crabs or something like that. And I was like, all right. And he looked it up and he's all, yep, that's the motherfucker right there. It's a little food truck.
Yeah.
He's like, this place is bomb. I was like, all right. So you have cemented that. That's already two referrals for Crab Kings. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's, but look. Fuck. The reason why I hate boils is because it just became a fucking trend, you know? And yeah. And I want a place that was good at making crab legs, that did crab legs before the whole crab boils took over and everybody and their mother decided, oh, I've done it before. I know how to make it. I'm going to open up a business. And you don't even got, like, good crab legs anymore, because now it's just like someone that was following a trend had enough money to open up a shop, you know, if that makes any sense.
I had I had the same King Crabs and Corpus, and they were still good, so it's consistent. I don't know how long they'll open they've been. Like
thing is they've been open for 10 years is what I heard.
Oh, so
they got some lineage there.
They got one in Corpus. I went to that one. It was good. So they don't really change. Bro. Oh yeah.
I was watching, was it New Heights, that Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce podcast? Yeah, and they had Jalen Hurts on there. They're talking, and I mean, just like kind of bullshitting or anything. And they were talking about like, oh well, you know, so he can cook. And they're like, whoa, what can you cook for the whole team? He's like, oh, I have, like, I've done a boil, but I don't do that fucking boil bag bullshit. Like, I need a pot, I need to do it right. And he's from Louisiana, that's why he fucking...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
Louisiana, you put some respect on it.
Yeah, so he was definitely shitting on that whole boil bag trend and shit.
Yeah.
So you're right there.
I appreciate
with Jalen,
it.
With Jalen Hurts.
Nice. Well, you know, I guess he is a smart man after all. Just plays for a stupid team, dude.
Did Arnold freeze?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. He's just been making that face for quite some time.
Dude, he's super still. Like, dude, he's winning this staring contest.
Yeah, dude. Nah, I don't think he's there anymore.
Nah, he's not.
I guess we're going to have to keep it afloat.
Yeah. All right, so any other places? Anything else you're going to do other than just the crabs?
Yeah. I'm going to get crabs. I took the next 2 days off so I can have a four-day weekend. And so I really what I want to do, if Ashley gets off in time, because she works overnight, she's not a stripper or anything. She works at Amazon. But, why are you dying over there, bro?
But yeah, I was fucking inhaling my vape when you said that. Fucking asshole.
But, if she gets off, before not too late, I'm thinking about either going to do a little hike somewhere close, Eisenhower Park or something, or bike ride. You know, just like get out and do something. Be productive as far as burn calories standpoint. So hopefully Arnold can join back in with his phone or something.
He should be able to. I was going to say, well, since you're off on Friday, fucking go get fucking lunch or breakfast or whatever. But fucking... Oh man, what the? What's this one place called?
Sunday, I'm gonna go play some paintball.
Oh,
first time taking out the new Gat. Shout out to Eric Putias for fucking giving me a hell of a deal on the the Spire Hopper and the Ninja Tank. Appreciate that. Good looking out.
I've heard of this place called Comfort Cafe.
No. Hey, yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, hey, no, my Wi-Fi went out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, my Starlink.
No, I'm on my phone now.
Yeah, sound different now. Yeah, a little bit echoey.
You look better, bro. You look. Yeah. You look all badass.
All pristine.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know that camera's 480p.
Yeah, for real.
Now, so
just so greasy.
That fucking place, Comfort Cafe, right? Fucking amazing food, right? And
better
the whole
than Bobby's, bro. Better than Bobby's.
Yes.
What?
Dude, it's fucking bad. It's really fucking good. And it's also a good thing. Like, so there's no prices or anything like that. It's all donation based, right?
What?
Yes. Okay. So I think the reason they do it, I don't know if this is a reason, but I would imagine so, because it's all people in recovery and shit for addiction, and they're training them and have them doing all this shit. Run this fucking restaurant to, you know, get their life back on track and shit. So it's donation based to just help it keep going, and it's fucking good. Like,
cool. That reminds me of that one show with the fucking
this fool.
No, not this fool. He's a white guy that's a chef, and their family. Man, his brother died and left him a restaurant. You haven't seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Fuck, dude, I forgot what the hell it's called, bro. But it's really, really good. Like, it's, yeah, it's cool. Because you said, like, convicts in a restaurant and shit like that, and some of these dudes are pretty, they're kind of rowdy, you know? Kind of rowdy-ass Bronx dudes, I think.
Yeah. Is it just like a regular TV show, like a sitcom kind of thing, or reality?
No, it's not reality. It was on, it was a Netflix exclusive, I believe. Netflix. About Chef. It's like a one word thing. Shit. Nah, I don't know. I'm never gonna find it.
The Bear?
Huh?
The Bear?
Are we? The Bear. Yes, the Bear, dude.
Oh,
what the fuck is that on?
Hulu.
I thought about it like 2-3 minutes ago, but I was like, I don't know. I've never seen it, but I don't know, it's a cooking show.
Yeah, The Bear, that's what it's called. Dude, it's so good, bro. It's really, really good show.
It's like that guy from Shameless.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it out there.
It's good, dude. It's so good.
Is it funny or like what? Or
yo,
drama?
It's definitely funny. It's drama. It's it takes you on a whole fucking, and it's emotional roller coaster as well. Like it's good, dude. It's so good, man. So good.
Yes, Chef. Right. That's all I saw.
Yeah. Yes, Chef. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like it shows these people growing and shit like that. It's the story of that store. I mean, of that cafe, that restaurant, and like everybody's little piece of it and how it all comes together, how it came to be. Oh man, it's so good. So good. I recommend you checking it out. I don't have any.
That's on Hulu, right?
So good. Yeah, it's Hulu.
Yeah, I seen some memes about it, and I don't know. I just finished Winning Time, man.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about bro.
Yeah, there wasn't an eighth episode. It ended at 7.
Yeah, I saw that after, cuz my buddy I told him about it at work, and he just finished it today at work. Mm-hmm. And
at work, dude.
Yeah, well, he's our cybersecurity guy, so like, I mean, he does a lot, but he doesn't do a lot. You know, like he has to look over
that computer. Does it all
like,
right?
Essentially, well, he's just got to verify everything's all right. You know, once he verifies everything all right, there's no tickets coming in. As far as like, hey, dude, there's some suspicious shit going on. He's Gucci. You know, and dude makes fucking $100,000 a year, you know, fucking chilling. chilling. He's also retired military. He's a Marine. Was a Marine. Is a Marine. I don't know. You know how they get.
Oh, yeah. What's a Marine? Yeah. Always a Marine. Shit, yeah.
Yeah. We'll just do fucking talk about giving him crayons and shit. And...
Should do that shit for his birthday. Like, just have a box of Crayola.
For real.
Crayola cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, so he got into it, and yeah, he finished it today, and we're talking about it, bro. It's so good, dude. God dang.
Was it John C. Reilly? How much of
that is true, bro?
I do. I think the timeline's true, but the dialogue and the interactions and shit like that, it had to be created. There's no way they're going to be... Unless they had an insight... Yeah, unless they had an insider that would just like, hey, I'm telling you everything.
But they're using these people's names and their likeness and everything, bro. So it's like, they can't be, there's a word for it, defaming? They can't be defaming people, you know?
Yeah, they had to pay a lot of people just to even make the show. The NBA, the trademarks of all the teams. You know, there was some Spurs in there I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But,
You mean, even mentions, like, George Gervin's a star, and how come I'm not a star, or something like that.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had to pay him for that, though. Because it is, I mean, that's just, like, talking about regular fucking everyday history and shit. Like, because at this point, it's history.
Well, if you're making money off of it.
Yeah, but no one's paying out the fucking descendants of Napoleon.
Yeah.
The show didn't accurately depict certain events such as Norm Nixon bad-mouthing Magic Johnson or Jim Jones reaction to being traded. While the series captured the intense rivalry between the Lakers and Celtics, it left out some key details such as Magic Johnson's role in the Lakers trade for Mitch Kupchak. So, some of it was true. How exaggerated is Winning Time?
It's extremely exaggerated. Like,
although much of the Winning Time is based on actual events, as chronicled in Jeff Perlman's best-selling nonfiction book, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers Dynasty of the 1980s, there are some liberties taken for dramatic effect. It sounds like it's pretty close.
You know what? It could be one of those things where, well, fuck, like, everything's okay with this book. As long as we pay out the writer, the creator of that book, and buy the rights from them, and we just say, well, it's loosely based off of that. Like, it's, you know, that loophole.
Yeah, and say, oh, no, I didn't say that. Jeff Perlman said that.
Yeah, and we're also saying that we're making up names, we're exaggerating shit, this is not a documentary. Before and after every fucking episode that they're going into that, so it could be that.
Yeah. Oh no, I want to read that book.
Good show though. Hell of a good show.
Yeah, okay. I want to watch Showtime. Okay, the book is named Showtime too, so I want to watch that. I mean, I want to read it. Yeah. Who am I kidding? I'm gonna get the audiobook.
I know.
The audiobook is sound educated.
just listen to Cliff Notes.
The recent book that I read was really good was Empire of the Summer Moon. It was really good.
Empire of the Summer Moon? What was it about?
It was about how the Comanches dominated all of Texas, Oklahoma, all the plains for so many years that they weren't. They were a tribe, and they were, like, picked on until the Spanish brought a bunch of horses. They had 10,000 horses in Albuquerque, in New Mexico, somewhere in New Mexico, and they all got out, and they couldn't catch 10,000 horses. So the horses were running the plains, and the Comanches, you know, started catching them and riding them, and they were dominant because... With the bow and arrow, almost like the Mongols. And back then, all the people that were coming in from Europe, moving into that area, they were all they all had like muskets, so they would be able to shoot 6 arrows before they even shoot one shot. So they would come in and shoot all these arrows, and that's how they dominated.
They can't load the muskets as fast as these guys can sling them arrows.
Mm-hmm. Until the Civil War, Colt invented the six shooter. And they invented the six shooter for the Navy. And the Navy, they had a bulk, and they never used them because the Navy, there was a lot of battles for it. So they had a bulk, so they were selling them off. They sold a bunch of people and stuff.
Loading.
I sent you a link to the Facebook page for that place, Comfort Cafe. And it shows like all their food and shit. Like I said, man, it's fucking.
You take me out on a date or what?
Oh,
oh, a little of this.
Comfort Cafe.
The Western grip hand jobs.
Yeah.
I think you're like the only other person I know who watched that.
I've heard people say it, but like, or I've talked to people about it, but they did not share the same feelings really? We did about how amazingly funny it was. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? The thing was like, I can't even find it no more, dude.
It's somewhere, it's YouTube, and you have to buy it off of YouTube and shit.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Arnold, did you ever see that?
What was it called?
It was like, thank you, America. You're welcome, America. You're welcome, America. And it's Will Ferrell doing a whole, not a one-man show, but essentially a one-man show about George W. Bush.
Yeah, it's...
I haven't seen it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, fuck, watch it, dude. Come on, Condi.
He goes through his whole fucking like life and shit, where like being the Skull and Bones, and he's I used to call it the Skull and Boners.
Yeah, Skull and Boners. Oh, dude, it's ridiculous, bro. It's funny as fuck, dude. Jesus Christ, Will Ferrell.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah,
I'll check it out, and we could talk about it next podcast.
We're trying to wrap it up already. Trying to figure out your internet.
Yeah. I'm a Texan through and through, and then he just like names off all these fucking other places that he lived and grew up and shit.
Right. Why do you have an accent? We're raised in Maryland or some shit.
Why are they
Connecticut?
he made up this story about him and his family getting trapped in a fucking cave, and then people started confessing shit like gems, like I killed a hooker. Like no one bothered to tell anyone. And then his dad starts yelling out at him, why are you the only one with a Texas accent? So.
It's a good joke. I mean, it's an excellent piece of cinematic history.
It's not stand-up, so no. I guess a one-man show. One-man show
is probably the best way to say it.
Play, yeah.
All right, boys, let's wrap it up. Arnold needs to get his interwebs together, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think about the off the rails, no fucking topics, just bullshit ass show. I thought it was pretty cool.
You had me at rails.
Ooh. Yeah. I liked how free it was. Maybe we can bring in some like light shit, you know, like okay, well, let's loosely talk about X amount of topics and then whatever, but
go from there.
Felt nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt good. I was comfortable with it.
You feel good.
Our Batman Superman
debate. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Debate.
All right, boys. All right. Y'all have a good night. This is Goonie out.
Gente out.
Fuck it around.
Later.
Later.